Scripture says that God our Savior desires all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. But what is the truth? And how do we gain that knowledge? The answer to these questions and more in today's edition of Faith with Father. Living Bread Radio presents Faith with Father, a program aimed at teaching today's culture the truth about the Catholic faith. And now here's your host, Tim Perry.
Hello, and welcome to this edition of Faith with Father. I'm your host, Tim Perry, and with me today in studio is Father Joseph Lobbock from Sacred Heart of Jesus Catholic Church in Wadsworth. Welcome, Father.
Welcome to you too, Tim. Thanks for having me here.
Yeah, I've really enjoyed doing these shows with you and all the priests that have been on Living Bread Radio. We're going to continue our discussion from the UCAT, the Youth Catechism of the Catholic Church, about what we believe as Catholics. And today we start with question 11. Why do we hand on the faith?
Well, primarily because Jesus told us to. When he called the apostles together before he ascended into heaven, he told them to go out and teach all creatures, preach the gospel, baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So he gave them that great commission to go and share the good news that he brought us, that God loves us, that God is merciful, that God wants us to come to him and be with him. So Jesus sends them out, and it's not just them. He's sending all of us. Every time we hear those particular passages, he is talking to us as much as he's talking to his apostles, that we are all in various ways commissioned, and we hear the same thing at the end of Mass. Go and proclaim the gospel. Go and glorify God by your life. So again, we're constantly reminded. The Mass, the word itself, comes from the Latin to send. Missa, to send something, to send a letter, a message. That's what God is doing, and he's doing it through us.
So it's not just priests and religious that are supposed to hand on the faith?
No, not at all. We all, by virtue of our baptism, we are commissioned. We are sent into the world to witness to Christ.
I know it was a few years ago when I went to a men's conference and I was taking notes, and the speaker was saying that it's our obligation as men and adults to share our faith with our family. And then the next statement that he made was, but it's hard to share something that you don't know yourself.
Right. Yep.
And at that point, I realized that I really didn't know what I believed or why I believed. And that's what started me on the journey to where I am today, as far as learning my faith, not just so I understand it, but so that I could share it with my wife and my children.
Right. And that's what people get kind of frightened by the word evangelization. Because we're to evangelize. That's just simply spreading the good news. But again, they're confronted with the reality, well, I don't know what to say. And instead of learning what to say, we kind of just fall back and let somebody else do it. But we have to take the initiative to learn about our faith. And in this day and age, it's so easily done with the books and the computers and the internet. There's so many things right at our fingertips. We don't have to go to a library to look all this stuff up. It's right there. Just take advantage of it.
I know a couple of the apps I have on my smartphone. One, of course, is Living Bread Radio. And my favorite show to listen to is Catholic Answers, because I'm still, as much as I enjoy learning about my faith, it's a lifelong process. I'm still learning about my faith and how better to share it and explain it with others. And the other app is Laudate, L-A-U-D-A-T-E, Laudate, and it has two Bibles. It has the daily readings at Mass, the Saint of the Day, and the Liturgy of the Hours.
And the Catechism.
And the Catechism, and Vatican documents. I mean, it's got more stuff on it for free than I could possibly go through in a lifetime. But what it's done for me is it's helped me learn my faith a little bit more every day, because it's a lifelong a love for me, because I love the Lord and I love the faith. So for me, it's enjoyable for me to be able to learn new prayers and learn better ways of explaining the faith.
I think people tend to look at it as too much of a chore because they're busy with so many other things, but we fail to realize is that this is the person we're going to spend eternity with, hopefully. That God, we should really get to know him. And we want definitely all our loved ones and our friends to be with us. But that doesn't happen just because we want it. It doesn't even happen because God wants it. He wants it, and we have to want it too. And they have to want it. And the only way they're going to want it is if they know what it's about. If they understand the joy of the gospel and what that can do for us in our everyday lives.
Well, one of the things that you taught very early when you first came to Sacred Heart, Father, was that as parents, it's our job to help our spouses and our children get to heaven. And we can't do that unless we can know who Jesus is, know what the church teaches, and know what our faith is.
Right.
So again, it's a responsibility. It's our job to help our spouses and our kids get to heaven. And we can't do that unless we know the faith to be able to hand that faith on.
Exactly.
All right. Number 12 of the UCAT asks, how can we tell what belongs to the true faith?
Well, for that, we have to rely on the church, as we have from the very beginning. The church, the tradition, and the scripture of the church. And tradition came before the scriptures, really. As they say, you know, the word of God was written first in the hearts of the disciples, in the hearts of the early Christians, and then later it was put on paper. But it was first lived out. It was lived out, and people saw it lived out. And that was the one thing that drew so many people to the Christian faith, was see how these Christians love one another, how they take care of each other, something that was very unknown in that particular Roman civilization, that whole part of the world, where people took care of the poor and the sick and all those kinds of people. So they saw it lived out, and that's where it was written. Then it was put down in writing. So, and then the church, kind of guided by the Holy Spirit, you know, chose the books of the Bible. The church did that. The Catholic Church did that. The Catholic Church gave us the Bible. And so, and everything in it comes from the realization that this is God's Word through prayer and through the direction of the Holy Spirit. So we have to look to the church to know what's right, what's supposed to be part of our faith. And we look again to scripture and tradition, what people believe. And again, you know, what the majority of people believe. It's not like it's a democracy and we're going to vote on what we believe. But God speaks to all of us, and he's not going to lead us astray. There's always going to be the church. There will always be the church to guide us.
Well, Jesus promised that the church will prevail against the gates of hell. And Jesus doesn't make promises without meaning them. He's not a liar. And because of that, we can trust the church to teach us the truth about Jesus Christ. And use the word tradition, and I know a lot of non-Catholic Christians fear that word, because when they think of tradition, they think of the traditions of men. Yet St. Paul, in his letter to the Thessalonians, tells the Christians to hold fast to the traditions that we've handed on to you, whether by letter or by word of ours. So again, in the early church, they didn't have the Bible until later on. And the ones who did have it, it was so expensive. It was like 5 years of wages. They had to be wealthy in order to have it. And 99% of the people couldn't read or write anyhow, so it didn't matter. So they had to be taught, and they learned the faith, the true faith, by listening.
Right, right.
So the UCAT asks in question 13, can the church err in questions of faith?
And again, as the whole church, no, it can't. The church cannot err. The Holy Spirit guides us. The leaders of the church, the Pope ultimately, and the bishops who are in communion with him, cannot err in the areas of faith and morals. They can't. It hasn't happened, and it won't happen. Because again, it's God's church, and he'll take care of it. He'll watch over it. He'll guide it. As long as there are people, and there always, I think, will be, who want to be guided. So they'll always look to that. So there cannot be. You know, there are sometimes things that kind of pop up that are in error, people who disagree and dispute with the church, but the church is going to hold fast to the truth, because even in our day and age, there's so many people who want the church to change this, change that, let's get with it. You know, you're out of step, you're old-fashioned. No, we're holding to the truth, and that will not change. No matter what the world does, the church holds fast to the truth.
But Father, isn't it true that you and the bishops and the popes, that you're all sinners?
Well, we are all sinners.
So how can the church not err in teaching faith then?
The church cannot err because it's not me. It's the Holy Spirit working through us, through the church, through faithful believers. And even if we get some wrong ideas, God will straighten it out if people are going to him. But if we go off on ourselves, by ourselves, then we're going to be lost in error. But if we continue to turn back to God, to go back to his word, back to what he has revealed, he'll give us the truth.
I think that's one of the interesting dynamics of the church that Christ built, is we all know from reading the scriptures that the apostles were sinners.
Right.
And yet Jesus gave them the power to forgive sins and not to forgive sins, and to be leaders of the church and to be the foundation of the church in spite of the fact that they're sinners. He was still able to allow the Holy Spirit to work through them to teach the truth.
Exactly.
So that's one of the cool things about Christ's church. We can still be sinners and still know the truth. So question 14 asks, is sacred scripture true?
Though the sacred scriptures definitely, they are true in the sense that they convey the truth. The truth is God wants it to be revealed. All the details, it's not a precise history of anything or anybody, but it's a book of faith. And there are things that, you know, maybe this didn't happen, maybe it disputes with or doesn't agree with other histories that were written, say by the Romans or the Egyptians or other civilizations or things like that. And that's not the point of it. It's not a scientific or precise history of the world, but it is a book of faith and the truth that God wants us to know. You take very simply the example of the creation of Adam and Eve and the world. Whether it happened exactly as that describes it is a whole question. But what it reveals to us is the truth that God created everything. God created everything good. God created human beings. He created man and woman. He made them in his own image and likeness. And that's what the book of Genesis conveys to us. So that's what's important to remember.
Okay, so it teaches the truth even though the precise historical information isn't necessarily accurate. All right, well, we've been listening to Father Joe Lobbock as we go through the UCAT, the Youth Catechism of the Catholic Church. Until next time, this has been Tim Perry for Faith with Father, reminding you you're only one good confession away from being able to receive Jesus in the Holy Eucharist. If you haven't been to church or to confession for a while, now would be a great time. Until next time, may God bless you. Bye for now.
This has been Faith with Father, a production of Living Bread Radio in Canton, Ohio. For an audio archive of this program, log on to livingbreadradio.com and click on Faith with Father. If you have a question or comment about today's program, email us at askfather@livingbreadradio.com. And join us again next time for another edition of Faith with Father.